Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and we've got a lot to discuss. Make no mistake about it. Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be here at 5:35. We'll talk about the charges for the suspected assassin or alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk. State charges for sure. Are there federal charges as well? And if there are federal charges, that's actually a good thing. So Joe Moreno's going to weigh in on that, but there's another part to our discussion upcoming with Joe at 5:35. I have asked Joe to please dive into the Virginia Code so that I can make clear to everyone what the process is to remove someone from an elected office. Now, we do not have a recall, as happens in some other states. That's not an option here in Virginia. However, there is a process by which citizens essentially petition the circuit court and say, this person in this public office, this elected office, has done something that is inappropriate, beyond the bounds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and we would like you to take steps to remove them from this elected office. That seems to be the only option open for this Dot Heffron character, who has now essentially provided a giant middle finger to all of the people who were outraged by her celebrating the assassination, the murder, the brutal slaying of Charlie Kirk. She is, I should tell you, I've been told by many, she's now in hiding. She has apparently fled Virginia. That's the report that I have gotten, and she is in hiding. So, there you go. There is, I guess the best way to describe it is this culture that says somehow, some way, assassination is okay. That is the way you deal with your political opponents. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI, of course, has dealt with any number of crimes throughout his storied career. But Jimmy, who is joining us, Jimmy, I don't think we have seen a culture which for some in the political arena embraces assassination as legitimate, have we?
Jeff, that's a great point. But first of all, let me just say that I am humbled that I am the warm-up act for our greatest counselor and friend, Joe Moreno. So I'm gonna sound a lot more clunky and ineffective than the smooth-talking Mr. Moreno. But I definitely am looking forward to listening into that. But pivoting now to obviously something much more serious. Yeah. Jeff, I think part of it is, you know, a number of polls have come out recently, and progressives, especially younger progressives, are just it's incredulous to me that they are okay with political violence, that sometimes yep. political violence is necessary. And that's something that if you go back generations, even to the millennials or to Gen X and certainly the baby boomers, that most of us recoil at that notion. You know, our country certainly has a history of it. We've lost four presidents in office to assassinations. But, Jeff, at that level, I'm not going to suggest that that it's normal. It's just, you know, it's you understand when it's a president, a vice president, a member of Congress, a Supreme Court justice, a cabinet secretary, people like that are in elected offices. That's why they have security details, because unhinged people end up trying to do them in if they don't agree with their policies or their decisions or their actions or whatever. Charlie Kirk was like you. He was an interlocutor. He was somebody that challenged you to debate and shared his ideas, you know, refreshingly candid. And whether you agreed or not, he wanted to meet you in the public square and roll his sleeves up and debate you, not resort to fisticuffs. Right. Well, as the last week has gone on, and I've done some deeper diving into this, and really this is something I think that has become normalized, and it's sad that this ideation of, as you spoke of, assassination culture. Yeah. And what exactly is assassination culture? It breaks down to three components. The first is a grievance. And Jeff, you and I unfortunately speak all too often after mass shootings or terrorist attacks, and now in the wake of a political assassination, these people that do these heinous crimes, they're grievance collectors. They harbor this notion that they have been aggrieved, and they collect those, and they fester within them. So that's the first component, is a grievance. The second is ideology. And these are their orthodoxy, their ideology. It is pure. It's not tainted by anything. It is pure and driven and strong, and it is opposed to your ideology. And if it is opposed to your ideology, again, this ratchets things up on the assassination culture continuum. And Jeff, then you sprinkle in a little bit of moral absolutism, that I am morally superior to you. Remember, I can take your life because political violence is okay because, Jeff, well, he's Hitler or he's a fascist, or there's never going to be another election in our lifetime, or the way that I live my life. It's not that you're trying to tear my family apart, but you say something about the way I choose to lose my life or choose to live my life. Therefore, you should lose your life. Jeff, that is what assassination culture is. And sadly, I see it permeating our culture now. And again, the sad thing is, I'll wrap it up by doing this. Think about this last year, Jeff. Let me just run through it. Okay. July 13, 2024, our president, who was a presidential candidate at the time, miraculously survives an assassin's bullet on July 13, 2024. December 4th, 2024, right before the Christmas and holiday season, Luigi Mangione shoots a man in cold blood in the back, assassinates him, who is the United Healthcare CEO. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to, Jeff, just a few weeks ago, August 27, 2025, a young man shoots into a church and kills two young children in Minneapolis during a Roman Catholic mass. Mm-hmm. And then just the other day, Jeff, the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk. Jeff, you know what the similar thread is through all of this? First of all, it's assassination culture. Second of all, these are young 20-somethings. These are Gen Z kids. And that's the fearful thing now, is that adopting and embracing this notion that you can kill people if they disagree with you ideologically, Jeff, it's a sad state of affairs.
It is indeed. Jimmy Galliano joining us, retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI. Jimmy, it's a very, very disturbing situation. It's a very difficult time in which we live. And you're right, these are young people. And in the appropriate analysis, and you're somebody who has spent a lifetime looking at things, the 5,000-point view and the 5-foot view, and seeing what's going on in between there. If you are a 20-something, like the vast majority of these folks have been, then your entire life, as far as you're concerned, has been comprised of this guy who's in the White House trying to take away any shred of liberty, freedom, and democracy. You have been told for years that anybody who disagrees with you on anything has somehow aggrieved you and must be evil. And as you point out, those who disagree with you are Hitler, they are Nazis, they are fascists, they are destroying the government. So in a very twisted sense, if you're living in an assassination culture and you have heard that the bulk of your life, in your twisted mind, aren't you doing something righteous by taking out Hitler, right? Isn't that the debate we've all had for decades? Well, if you had the chance to go back in time, would you blah, 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 blah? Do they not see them as themselves as doing, in some cases, something wonderful as far as they're concerned?
Sure, Jeff, something virtuous. I mean, yeah. look at what happened to Elon Musk, who was a man who was, you know, rightly regarded as a trailblazer and a wonderful mind, and had done so many good things in helping advance technology in our society. And then all of a sudden, when he cozied up to the president, what happened? Well, you had firebombings of Tesla plants. You had cars getting scratched and keyed and having, you know, animal excrement smeared all over them. I mean, it is an insanity. And again, it's not, in that case, it's not just young folks doing that. Because to look back at young folks, you know, the argument has always been, well, you know, they're online too much. And there's a modicum of truth there. Or yeah. Yeah. You know, there was a thing a number of years ago with violent video games that, hey, that's what's causing this. I know that there have been studies that have debunked that and determined that, you know, just because some kid plays, you know, Call of Duty, that doesn't, right. that's right. not going to lead necessarily in a straight line to, ergo, I'm not going to become a mass shooter. But what is it with these youngsters that, and I, again, youngsters, they're in their early 20s, the four shooters that I mentioned there, they're all in their early 20s. What is it that is driving them to settle their differences? Not the way that Charlie Kirk did, you know, go everywhere that every time Charlie Kirk went to a college campus, Jeff, it was an away game. Yeah. He didn't play any home games. He That's went right. someplace and played an away game, and he challenged you to debate, you know, come out here and let's share discourse. Convince me that I'm wrong. Prove me that I'm wrong. Yeah. And ultimately, for him to die in the conduct of that, Jeff, it's just, again, it goes back. We're at a dangerous inflection point in our country and have got to get this turned around.
Question I would have for you, Jimmy Galliano. Again, remind everybody, Jimmy, West Point grad, wonderful Army officer, combat officer, retired supervisor special.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Agent from the FBI. Where are these folks, the younger generation, going to learn? Is it strictly at our homes? Because I'm looking at a message here. One of the professors at Clemson, which seems to me to be a pretty good school. I don't think they'd accept me as a student, so it must be a pretty good school. This particular professor wrote, in a world full of Charlie Kirks and Brian Thompsons, be a Tyler Robinson or a Luigi Mangione. You're not going to learn the right things in college. So what is it up to us again, or is it elementary school? What is it?
Yeah, I am. You know, I go back to, you know, my father was a professor at Georgia Tech and Georgia State University for many, many years. And I teach at St. John's University in Jamaica, Queens. And it's a Catholic school. It's a Vincentian university. So it's a little different. But, Jeff, the problem is that on college campuses, I mean, this is where the marinating and the incubation takes place. And the reason is that there, you know, we demand, rightly so, diversity in of everything in this world except for thought. And when you have these college campuses where, you know, it's, you know, conservative voices make up 10% of the faculty, if that, well, of course, it's going to be slanted one way worldview. And you wonder why the kids that are coming out of college are all kind of indoctrinated. They're marinating this for 4 years. And that's what kind of Charlie Kirk was trying to change. He was like, hey, let me just talk to you about something different. And one of those things, Jeff, you touched on a second ago was the nuclear family. I mean, part of this ideological chasm is driven by the fact that certain elements of one side, I won't paint with a broad brush, but certain elements of one side do not believe in the nuclear family anymore. And they don't believe that it's important that, you know, that there's, you know, a mother and a father in a household to raise kids. And again, their families come in all different shapes and sizes and makeups these days. I get that. I think that's a wonderful thing. I'd much rather have children being raised by parents of whatever sex they are that are together and in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. But when you constantly downplay that and you espouse this dogma that's wrong and that, you know, it's not important anymore, you know, that's what I think is driving some of this, Jeff.
Great points. I love the analysis, Jimmy. Tell me a little bit, let's shift for a second here. I'm going to ask you to just look at the effectiveness that I think the FBI displayed completely and totally in getting the suspect very quickly, very effectively. What goes into an investigation like that?
Well, Jeff, first of all, I will agree with you 100%. I mean, to catch this guy in 33 hours was nothing short of brilliant cooperation and multi-agency approach where you had state, local, and federal agencies working together. And I think, you know, listening to the frustration on, you know, the talking heads on TV and some radio hosts that were arguing about the fact that why this guy wasn't immediately arrested. We're living in the day and age of law and order where everybody expects the crime is committed at 8:01. By 8:30, the perp is in custody. And by 8:59, after four commercial breaks, the perp has been sentenced and is already doing time. It doesn't work that way in a neat 1 hour package. 33 hours is working pretty quickly. And I know that there was some criticism. Well, it wasn't law enforcement. I mean, the father turned him in. To track down the suspect's movements, to be able to find those videos, and then to release the still images, and then to release the video clip segments. Jeff, crowdsourcing is what it's all about these days. It helps add an additional aid to law enforcement. I mean, look, you know, before the 30s, we didn't have the ability to take fingerprints and to examine them, latent fingerprints to attach somebody to a crime. Mm-hmm. Before the mid-80s, we didn't have the ability to use DNA to connect somebody to a crime. Police sciences in the last 100 years have evolved just in a very, very, very short period of time. But you're not always going to have these things happen quickly. But I'll tell you this, there are no perfect crimes anymore, Jeff. The days of Jack the Ripper, who operated 137 years ago in England, and no one to this day really knows who he was, those days are over. If you commit a crime, especially a heinous crime like this, you are going to get caught. Perfect crimes do not exist. Between the fact that the vast majority of this nation is blanketed by cameras And whether it's cell phone, you know, video footage, or whether or not it's a security camera, you're going to be caught. DNA evidence has evolved tremendously. Fingerprint collection and examination has evolved tremendously. So this was a great job. Now, let me just close with this, Jeff, because I've rambled for a bit. I don't want to say the easy work is done, but the hard work is ahead of us. Yep. And that is putting together this case, making sure it's airtight, yep, and then making sure that you get a conviction here. And Jeff, remember, if the death penalty is on the table, which I think it will be, mm-hmm, you've got to get two juries.
Right.
That's two juries of 12 people each to agree that A, he gets convicted, and B, that he faces a firing squad. So a lot of work to be done. This isn't going to happen anytime soon, Jeff. I can promise you that.
Well, Jimmy, you, I appreciate the acknowledgement of the advancement in police science, especially. You know, I had to chuckle as you were talking about some of the older days, right? Bertillon, right? Measuring noses and elbows and saying this is the way we're going to go, and because your ear shape is never going to change. To now, where a tiny microscopic piece of spittle is enough to close it all up. But Jimmy, I will say I was quite proud of the law enforcement activity, as you rightly say, local, state, and federal. It's become just de rigueur, unfortunately, to beat up on law enforcement, especially the FBI. And I think having an arrest made and ready to roll, I mean, 33 hours, as you point out, I think that's just stellar work on the part of every single person who was there. Jimmy, as always, we're over time, so I'm gonna post the link for a national for the Law Enforcement Officer Defense Fund, because I just always feel like I owe you a little something when you take time out of your day, and I appreciate it. What can I tell you? I always appreciate you being here.
We'll talk soon, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. That is Jimmy Galliano, an amazing guy, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. 355, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.